Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
All right. You know, I'm going to jump right into this.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
My Macintosh computer with the Audacity program. Motherfucker crashed somewhere along the line and we were recording the show. I can't recover the data. Don't know where the fuck it went to. Who the fuck knows? You guys missed some great shit. But, because we care, we're going to do an abbreviated show so that these guys can all get home to their wives and children and video games and whatever else. We all gotta go to work tomorrow, so. Mm-hmm. Don't want to leave you out of anything, so I think it's important that we explain a few things, like, what's going on
with... Dirty bitch!
Exactly. I think that's the important thing. So, we're gonna jump right in. Last show, heard a lot of this.
Dirty bitch!
And here's what it comes from. There was a lady in Alaska, I use the term lady like I should, watching the Yukon 800 when a guy on one of the boats fell out a mile from the finish line, and she was kind enough to come out and offer some encouragement and a hearty meal later.
I think this is Charlie Huntington. Woo! Woo! Yeah, that's Charlie. Oh my God! Oh my God! Get your passenger!
Guy fell out of the boat.
Son of a bitch. Damn it. Dirty bitch.
God damn it.
Fuck. You guys are doing good. Tom, hurry up. Is that Charlie?
Richard Raymond.
Oh, dirty son of a. Come down later for moose soup. Yeah, you guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything. All right. Right, you guys are doing good. Son of a bitch. Hey, I got you on video.
I got you on video falling
dirty
out the boat.
Son of a.
You know, the good thing for us is this is funny every time I hear it.
Yeah. Everywhere. Gee, Raymond just lost a passenger.
Stupid Raymond.
Gee, I thought I got that on video.
We got that on video.
Come down for moose soup after. You boys. Get it.
Come down for moose soup and get it. and everything. Moose soup and everything.
Oh my Lord.
And get it.
That was freaking crazy.
Oh my Lord.
Damn it.
So you know, she keeps on giving. You'll be hearing a lot of this as we move forward.
Dirty bitch. Oh, dirty son of a. Oh my God! Come down for moose soup after! Come down later for moose soup! Son of a bitch! That was freaking crazy!
Woo!
That was freaking crazy!
It sure was.
I like how she went, like, she said fuck, and she said, like, a bunch of other bad words, but then she's like, that was freaking crazy!
OMG! OMG. Yeah, and we mentioned this in the show that no one will ever be able to hear because it was lost to the time frame. I can't help but repeat myself. Brian Krall, we have your next $1 million idea.
Oh yeah.
For the Sacramento Comedy Spot. There's a lot of foot traffic going by. And not everybody's gonna be able to stop in for a show, but they will.
Come down later for moose soup.
Yeah, if they're going to Faces to see the drag show.
Come down for moose soup after.
Or maybe they're going to go to Mango's and see some dancing.
Come down later soup. For moose soup.
You know, because if they're going to go out to the bar, they're going to do this.
Woo!
And then they can
come down for moose soup after.
Yeah, some of those bros down at Lowbrow.
Come down later for moose soup.
Some of the guys at Azul next door.
Come down for moose soup after.
Some of those cool hip people at Pete's Coffee.
Come down later for moose soup.
Some people getting some vegans getting some juice next door to the Comedy Spot.
Oh, they're not going to want any moose soup. They're going to be like, is that real moose? And you go, yeah. And they'll go,
son of a bitch.
And you go, if you ever change your mind.
Come down for moose soup after.
The guy walking to work at EA Games.
Come down later for moose soup.
The parking attendant in the parking lot.
Come down for moose soup after.
The police officers
come
outside.
Come down later for moose soup.
The dancing guy, Kenny.
Come down for moose soup after.
Downtown James Brown.
Come down later for moose soup.
Anybody who might be going to the old spaghetti factory and realizing it's just terrible.
Come down for moose soup after.
Our old friend Noel DeWitt walks by.
Oh, dirty son of a. Come down later for moose soup.
Oh, my God. It's all appropriate.
Brian, you're welcome. You are so welcome.
Son of a bitch.
And when, you know, once they do.
Come down later for moose soup.
They're going to say that is really the best thing. They're just going to exclaim.
Oh, my God.
And they're going to walk out of there going.
Woo.
And then as they leave, you can yell,
come down for moose soup after.
Exactly. works well anytime.
Every time.
Oh, you know what? On the Saturday morning farmer's market.
Come down for moose soup after.
At the second Saturday concert.
Come down later for moose soup.
Pride parade.
Come down for moose soup after.
Your laugh is ridiculous.
That's really the best. So anyway, I can't not give Brian that $1 million idea.
No, give it to him.
Give it to him. Another brilliant idea was a man in Texas who used to go by the name of Ernesto Baez Acosta. Now is a new name. He is now Ernesto Trump. In a district court petition filed earlier this month, he wrote that I want to use my new name because it's more suitable for professional purposes. He lists his race as Hispanic, which is pretty evident by looking at him. He paid a $272 filing fee to become the country's newest Trump. Kind of unlikely. His parents both born in Mexico and entered the U.S. illegally more than 40 years ago. They do both have green cards now. He added his mother's not a fan of the president. I was a little upset with the name change. I can only imagine how upset someone would be that you would just be like, I'm changing my name to Trump.
Yeah. That would kick you out of the family.
Right?
Hey, hey, hun,
like you're disowned. You don't call me for nothing.
Tell my wife, hey, babe, listen, I just wanted to protect you and the child, so changed our names to Trump.
It totally did. He's got a YouTube channel where he
doesn't know how to work things.
Well, apparently you have to dial into it.
Well, you seen
it. Oh, see, what was happening was he had the TV on really loud while he was shooting video of his Social Security form.
Oh, man.
Well, let's hear from the newest Trump.
For yourself.
He has a lower third that says Ernesto Trump with an American flag next to it. And underneath it says the president's son, but no apostrophe. So it's just the president's son.
Those are my legal documents, my social driver license. That's my real name. You can call me the undeportable one. You can call me the president's son, or you can call me simply Ernesto Trump. I want to send a message out to the president of the United States, which that's what y'all call him, but to me, he's my dad.
Come so, dad, down for you, moose soup after.
Hear this message or see this video. You know, I don't want no money or nothing from you. I just want to spend some father-son time with you.
Come down later for moose soup.
And maybe we'll go to Wrigley Field, eat a hot dog, drink a pint of beer, you know,
go
to the movies.
Why
maybe
would
I can go see my step brothers and sister and stepmom and, you know, eat dinner at the White House. But Anyways, this message is brought to you by...
Come down later for moose soup!
That's what it's brought to you
So by. Why does he want to go to Chicago to go to Wrigley Field, but then go to the White House, which is Washington, and then, like... I think he said something about New York, too, maybe. I don't know. What's up? What's up with this dude?
I don't know if you understand. This guy thinks differently.
I guess
he's so. He's a different thinker. I don't think logic is really the biggest thing on
his
mind.
Have you noticed that thing where guys that, like, you know, think they're tough, sometimes they talk with, like, they just talk, like, without going through their nose. Like, there's, it's just like, I just want you to know.
It's the Vin Dieseling of America is what it man. Is. The Vin Dieseling of America. Like,
you're not breathing right,
son
bro.
Son of a bitch.
It's true.
And especially when he's broadcasting too, like he has a YouTube channel with subscribers and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and like we're gonna talk about this.
7,000 subscribers.
Man, I need to get myself a YouTube channel.
Really? Jason Trump. there you go. Meanwhile, oh yeah, hold on. I have to go back. We have production for these. Even though we're going to make this a quick show because we had a technical issue, we're still going to do some things.
Lean back, relax, and enjoy sex toy news.
Ooh.
Kid Rock has received a subpoena. He needs to produce a glass dildo as evidence in an Insane Clown Posse lawsuit. It's true. A former publicist for the Insane Clown Posse is suing them for sexual harassment, among other things. She claims the former ICP and Psychopathic Records employee Dirty Dan Diamond tried to give her a glass dildo as a gift once. When she refused to accept it, she claims that Diamond gave the item to Kid Rock, who apparently still has it. So her attorneys have subpoenaed Kid Rock, telling him to give up the glass dildo so they can use it as evidence. Now, why would he still have it?
That's a good question.
Because it came from the Insane Clown Posse.
Is he have like a trophy case, gifts from friends, Insane Clown Posse, glass dildo?
Glass dildo, right up there. I wonder if it's Pyrex.
Can I microwave the glass dildo?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it would help.
Well, it might. Well, you want to make sure it cools down before you use it.
Kills any bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, we have an update. Kid Rock has responded. Let's check the update really quickly as soon as the internet will let me. Hold on. He has responded. And
he's like, I don't have no fucking dildo.
his lawyers. But... I'm told that you have issued a subpoena for a, and this is in quotes, glass dildo that was supposedly given to me. No idea what you're talking about, and I definitely don't have it. I've never heard of, seen, or met any people involved in this case, but I'm pretty sure you already know that. What I do know is that you've been dragging my name around in the media to gain attention for your sad-ass excuse for a law firm. I don't care what you do when you finally catch up to the ambulance you chase. But I do care when you bring my name into it for no reason at all. Let me ask you this. Say in a lawsuit that another crappy firm was handling, your names were brought up for no reason. You wake up one morning excited for a new day of exploiting the legal system and people dumb enough to look at your website. Nice pictures, by the way. Did you study how to look like douchebags in college? And when you open the newspaper, there's a report from someone you've never heard of talking about how John Marco and Jim Razor got caught molesting animals at a petting zoo while high on bath salts. Now imagine you weren't the scumbags you are, but a citizen who's raised millions of dollars for his hometown, spent hours helping to promote the arts, and helped wounded veterans returning from combat. Say you were people who aren't a blight on our planet. Wouldn't you be pissed off that your name for days on end was being mentioned in the press when everyone involved knew you weren't involved in any way? Welcome to my side of the story, Kid Rock. So he doesn't have the glass dildo?
I mean, he was on the cover of one of their...
Glass Dildo magazine?
And one of their yeah, of course.
Because he knows the Insane Clown Posse doesn't mean he knows Dangerous Dan, whoever that guy is. Oh, is he one of the Clown Posse, or is he just...
I don't know, man. Exactly. Know. Yeah. Fuck the Clown Posse. Fuck him.
So
fuck Kid Rock.
Kid Rock apparently does not have the glass dildo.
Well, he has it, but it's not coming out of his butt.
I'm keeping it snug.
I don't know. You can search this house if you want. It's not anywhere. You will not find it inside this house.
It will not find. Yeah, go ahead and look. I'll stand here in the back.
I'll stand here straight as a board.
No movement at all. Meanwhile, there is a new male sex toy that you can finally get. Finally. Thank goodness. It's a Frankenstein of a sex toy called 3FAP.
Oh, fantastic.
It's the male sex toy. You know what we'll do? We'll let an animated penis with a guitar explain it to you in song form.
Nobody does it better.
No, you can't beat a little folksy song. Here he comes.
Your strokers and sleeves are getting mundane. Your todger is begging for a wider range. Three levels of suction, three textures to ooze on, and three different orifices to choose from. 3FAP, 3FAP, the fun's not so low. 3FAP, 3FAP,
that's some fapping noise there.
Holes, bro. 3FAP, 3FAP, your monster's cheering for this triumph of engineering. 3FAP, FAP happier.
Oh my God! Come down later for moose soup!
That sounds like something that they would have created on The Apprentice for Adweek.
Oh, yeah. God. I'm sure they would have. So as we describe it, basically, it is it's a three-headed cock monster. Now, first of all, I want, for everybody who's going to make fun of this, women buy the rabbit and this dildo and that dildo, and they're celebrated for being adventurous. If a man were to tell his buddies, guess what I bought? I bought the 3FAP. What would happen?
You would never hear anything. Yeah. Yeah. That's the type of thing that when you die, you have one buddy that knows where it's at.
To get rid of it before anybody else finds it.
And put it in the will.
Yeah, no, you don't put it in there. You're like, hey, listen, if you hear that I died, you need to go into the back of my closet. There's a box back there. Open it up. Don't look inside.
No, don't even open the box.
No, it's inside the box, which has another box inside
just
of it.
Just take the box and just burn the box.
Yeah, take the box and throw it into the dumpster behind Rayleigh's.
Yes. Don't look in the box within the box. Like, don't open the box.
Well, no, they can get the, like, because there might be marijuana paraphernalia or something like that in one of the boxes.
No.
Take that out.
No, no, no.
Keep it if you want.
No.
And then the other box.
No.
Throw that out.
No, because if you allow him to open the box, he is going to want to know what's in the box.
Right. Okay. All right. So it's changed. All right. So do not open the box. Just throw it out.
Get rid of it.
Just get rid of it.
Just get rid of it. So to explain the 3FAP, it's like a fleshlight, but it's like three fleshlights together.
Right.
And in one there is a mouth, in the middle there is a vagina hole, and the other one there's a butthole. But what's really weird to me is the way it's presented is they're next to each other side by side. So from left to right as you're looking at it will be a mouth, a vagina, and an anus. Yeah. Unless you turn her upside down, and then it will go butt, vagina, and mouth.
Which is not a good combination. That's how urinary tract infections happen. Mm-hmm.
So here's their instruction. Start the fun in this tight and textured throat. That's the mouth orifice. And then next, slip it into the vulva that won a $5,000 in an internet beauty contest.
Mm-hmm.
And finish yourself off in the super tight anus opening.
Come down for moose soup after.
They were scanned, 3D scanned from a real mouth, anus, and an award-winning vulva. And they on their website, they show the internal texture of the sleeves, which
I just saw, for the first time, I just saw what the anus sleeve looks like. And it looks like some intestines.
Well, sure.
I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
You know what they all look like? They all look like, if you turn them upside down, tall towers in any space city.
Yeah, or maybe a kebab.
And you've ruined kebabs for everybody. And there's three levels of section in each one. So there you go. And as we found out, we drilled down a little, pun intended. You can even get the optional three fat vagina contest sleeve, where you can slip your dick into the first, second, and third place most beautiful vagina contest winners. So yeah, there you go. You can work your way up or down the line, however you like.
However you like.
And the extra sleeve, only $30 extra. So you can get the, you can get it for.
It's like $113.
Yeah, under $120 to get the whole thing.
Get it all.
Mm-hmm. Ladies spend way more than that on theirs. By the way, it's been covered, in addition to this podcast, it's been covered in places like Men's Health, mm-hmm. The Huffington Post, mm-hmm. Cosmo, UpRocks, and of course, the Bro Bible.
Mm. I wonder if it's dishwasher safe.
Oh, well, let's see. Oh, they show what it looks like. Oh, it comes together. See, here's my only issue.
Your only issue?
Okay. Maybe not my only issue. But as I'm looking at it, it snaps open and closed. Mm-hmm. But all of the sleeves should be independent, and they are not. The three-sleeve piece is one piece in here, when they really should make it three separate ones. Don't you think?
No, I can see how it's just the heads are connected.
What if you're not into the butt?
Then that's why you get the three vaginas in a row. You get the championship vaginas.
The blue ribbon badge.
Yeah, you get the good ones, you know, the first, second, third. I mean, the other one's just, you know, somebody's idea of what a, you know, beautiful vagina looks like.
Sure.
The other ones are actually real vaginas. So, I mean, that's one step closer that this person's going to have to actually having sex.
So there are three steps. Step one, grab your three fap sleeve. Step two, insert your sleeve into the case. Step three is close the magnetic case and get ready to fap. Get ready to fap.
No.
I must say, like, it's pretty crazy, man.
That's disturbing looking.
If you turn it on its side,
sure.
You could go with like the top lips will look like a vagina then. Mm-hmm. The middle lips will look like a mouth now. And then it'll be like, so it'll be like vagina to mouth to butt.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that's the way to do it.
Well, and here's the thing. You totally can go ass to mouth on this. No one's going to complain.
I mean, if you're with the right person, they don't ever in the first place.
It's what we learned from Clerks too. Sometimes you do go ass to mouth.
I remember one of the first time I bought it. It was like probably the first DVD that I bought that was a porn DVD when I was like in my mid 20s, and I bought it, and like the first scene was these two girls and one of them ass to mouth happens, and I'd never seen that before. And I went out, like I wasn't fapping yet. I went out to my roommates at the time, Annika and Felix. I was like, guys, you guys have to see this. This is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. He put it in her butt and then put it in another girl's mouth. And I was like, so I could not believe that ever happened.
Dirty bitch.
Now they call it truffle butter.
Come down later for moose soup.
That's what you do. I do have to share this story. There are probably better ways to avoid jury duty than the approach taken by a Montana man. Now, Jason, you had jury duty.
Yep.
But Eric Sly, who's 36, received a jury notice earlier this year, and he filed a notarized affidavit seeking to be excused from serving on the district court panel. His affidavit, which he prepared with help from his wife, Jennifer, did not sit well with court officials. Here's what it said. Apparently, and this is handwritten, by the way. Apparently, you morons didn't understand me the first time. I cannot take time off from work. I'm not putting my family's well-being at stake to participate in this crap. I don't believe in our justice system, and I don't want to have a goddamn thing to do with it. Jury duty is a complete waste of time. I would rather count the wrinkles on my dog's balls than sit on a jury. Get it through your thick skulls. Leave me the fuck alone.
Dude, you don't, like, why would you even think that that was the right thing to say?
Somebody has a bitch mark.
Well, here's the thing. After being summoned to court for that, the judge threatened to jail him. So he went to court, apologized for the affidavit, and avoided being cited in a criminal failure to appear rap. He was also excused from serving on jury duty, too. So.
Oh, man.
Really, all he had to do was show up and go, hey, I don't get paid if I have to serve on jury duty, and my family will starve if that happens. So, you know, we don't have a really kindly neighbor.
Come down later for moose soup.
You know, if that were our neighbor, then we'd be totally okay. But
let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
It's time to go to Glover, Vermont, which is a very, very small place, where their bakers are warming up their ovens for the annual pie brunch.
Mmm, yummy.
From 8 a.m. to noon in front of the town hall. This actually happened, so the event will be moved inside town hall if it starts to rain. It's going to coincide with the village-wide yard sales in Barton and Glover. Organizers encourage shoppers to stop by for a much-needed snack while searching the streets for treasures. There'll be a wide selection of sweet and savory pies baked by some of Glover's best cooks. There'll also be coffee, tea, and juice serves. By the way, all proceeds going to support the Glover Public Library.
Oh.
So there you go.
There you go.
It already happened. I'm sorry. Unless you have a time machine, you've totally missed out. Yeah,
when I was in Vermont with my wife's brother's in-laws, they made this this breakfast that was like pie, but it had sausage and some other stuff on it, like in it. Maybe potato. I don't know. It was like a savory pie, but then you put maple syrup on it.
Never heard of it.
It was amazing.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, sorry for the abbreviated show, but when the computer crashes, at least we gave you something. Sorry about that. We're off next week, by the way, because it's the 4th of July. But there you go.
So be safe out there and sane.
Yeah, keep all of your fingers and toes.
Yeah, don't do anything that's going to endanger yourselves or anybody you love.
Don't set your house on fire.
Yeah, have a bucket of water close by, a hose. Don't drink too much.
Right.
Or if you're going to drink a lot, just make sure you have Lyft or Uber.
Yeah, or sleep on the lawn.
Yes, that's what a good American does.
Pass out on the lawn.
Pass out on the lawn. Something that does not happen enough anymore.
Right. That's how you know you're in a good neighborhood. So I mentioned before that that I have Apple Music, and I maybe between shows, and I will sometimes enter rooms with a wrestler's theme song going. Well, this is a little different. This is a new wrestler's theme song. Mike and Maria Kanellis. Now, Maria Kanellis returned to WWE. Mm. And her husband, Mike, who kayfabe took her name for this run, have debuted. And all they do is come out and look into each other and talk about how they're going to show people what real love is. And this is their theme song, which I now will lip sync to Leslie with grand gestures. So take a listen to this. You don't really want to be burning up in someone's love.
That might equate, you might have some stripper upset with you.
Stripper, that's the least of your worries.
Oh, the bikini lady, yeah. You'll be burning soon.
It's true. It could be very bad times. But everybody have a great 4th of July. We'll be back not this next week, but the week after with new shows. And hopefully you'll be able to listen with all 10 fingers and toes. Oh, hold on. That's right. The fire's not going to eat them alive. They're going to be just fine.
Oh, good.
I think it's a great way to go out.
Yeah.
Kareem, Jason, thank you guys for hanging out.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
And we will see you on the other side of the 4th of July, everybody. Bye-bye.
Damn it! Son of a bitch! Moose soup after!